I don't think we have time for another, so we'll just leave a moment of silence.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to you in the pews, or those of you wherever else you may be in the world. The mystery of God's ways is sometimes hidden from the wise and intelligent. Our service begins with hymn 611, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Our service continues with the Kyrie that can be found on page 184, the beginning of your red books. Let us pray. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Thank you.
A reading from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. Word of God, word of life. The psalm can be found on page 4 of your guides to worship, and we will read responsively, whole verse by whole verse. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Lord, you are not at all, and your compassion is over all your works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you. They shall tell the glory of your kingdom and speak of your power. That all people may know of your power and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures through all ages. You, Lord, are faithful in all your works and loving in your works. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. A reading from Romans. Paul writes, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not know what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that the good does not dwell within me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do the good lies close at hand, but not the ability. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched person that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew in the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Simple and complex. In today's service, we have some pretty difficult and complex music, like the second movement of the Johannes Brahms Violin Concerto that I played earlier. We also have some very simple music this morning, too. Our sending hymn will be "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," a straightforward but profound song loved by children and the young at heart. It's complicated versus easy peasy. What appears difficult is sometimes actually straightforward, and what is easy sometimes is remarkably clever. Just because you're intelligent doesn't mean that you're wise. Just because you went to university doesn't mean that you know everything. I have 3 master's degrees, but there are many things I don't know. When I talk to the guests at Out of the Cold, some of them likely don't have a high school diploma, and nobody would be asking them to give a speech or a lecture in front of a crowd. But I found many of them to possess great wisdom about life. Their knowledge about the hardships of living in poverty, the school of hard knocks, is often inspiring. There are many mysteries in life that sometimes call for a simple explanation. A child can look at a complicated machine and simply ask, "What does it do?" While an expert might become so focused on the mechanics and the details that they miss its purpose. Jesus' words in this morning's gospel reading are surprising. He thanks the Father that the truth of the kingdom is hidden from the wise and intelligent and revealed to infants. He's not criticizing education or learning. Rather, he is exposing the difference between a heart that trusts in its own understanding and a heart that is willing to receive God's gift. The thing is, God's kingdom cannot be discovered by human wisdom alone. Think of some smart people you know: Stephen Hawking, Elon Musk and Hannah Arendt, Albert Einstein and Marie Curie. All have high IQ levels, But their intelligence and expertise in their area of study doesn't mean that they understand everything, much less automatically understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. The point is not that intelligence is bad. Many of these people use their gifts for great good. But the point is that even the greatest human intellect has limits. Jesus' words remind us that the deepest truths of God's kingdom are ultimately received through humble faith rather than intellectual achievement. The wise and intelligent that Jesus is referring to represent those who believe they can grasp God through their own abilities. He's not discrediting seeking wisdom, but criticizing those who think they are too smart. Many of Jesus' strongest opponents were highly educated religious leaders like scribes and Pharisees who knew the scriptures but failed to recognize the Messiah standing right in front of them. Their knowledge and study of the Hebrew Bible and their certainty in interpretation led them to misunderstand Jesus as a heretic, and they characterized some of his statements as blasphemous. They weren't prepared to listen and learn from what Jesus had to say. Another obstacle was their pride. They thought they were so well educated that they couldn't possibly learn something from a simple carpenter from backwater Galilee. Jesus wasn't a professional theologian, so what could he teach them? As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" It's all upside down. What the world considers to be wisdom, God reveals to be foolishness. The cross and Jesus' good news seems to be silly. I mean, lifting up a cross, an instrument of torture, as a symbol of God's love? On the surface, that makes no sense. And celebrating the kingdom of God where the meek are blessed and the poor in spirit are held up as models, it does not fit with how society rewards the ruthless and strong men who trample on everyone else to get to the top. The good news of Jesus in some ways is too simple for complex and educated folks to grasp. We might think something needs to be intricate and shiny and packaged for us to want to consume it. But the gospel comes in a feeding trough in a village stable and demonstrates victory on a hill by a man who cries out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" while nailed to a tree. Ultimately, the good news of God's kingdom can't be solved like a mathematical equation. It is received through faith. Ultimately, we need to remove our smart glasses, bow down, kneel, and take on a childlike attitude. Because God reveals himself to those with childlike hearts. When Jesus says, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants," infants refers here to those who are humble, dependent, and teachable. Young children know they need help. They trust before they fully understand. They are thus a role model of faith for us. We need to become more like children for our faith to grow. Faith does not eliminate questions. It begins with faith in the one who has the answers. It's not that we just have to shut our brains off, but that we need to be more trusting in God, just like how young children trust their parents. Because at the heart of the message of Jesus are three simple words: God, is love. That's all there is to it. Nothing complicated or convoluted. You don't need a PhD to grasp that God is love. According to a well-known story, during a question and answer session in the United States, Karl Barth, one of the 20th century's most influential theologians, was reportedly asked, "Dr. Barth, can you summarize your whole life's theology in one sentence?" He allegedly replied, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Barth possessed one of the most brilliant theological minds of the 20th century, yet this anecdote reminds us that the heart of the Christian faith is not an obscure insight reserved for scholars, but the simple, life-giving gospel that even a child can sing. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Or another thought. Imagine trying to catch rain with a closed fist. The tighter you squeeze, the less water you hold. But if you simply open your hand, the rain collects naturally. So it is with God's wisdom. Those who tightly grasp their own understanding often miss what God is giving. Those who come with open hands, humble, trusting, and ready to receive, find that God gladly reveals the riches of the kingdom. I think that is a good lesson for us. Let us all try to have a simple and childlike faith and trust in the simple message that God loves and cares for us all the days of our lives. Our hymn of the day is 765, Lord of All Hopefulness. Trusting in God's steadfast love for all God has made, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. The response is here, our prayer. God, our unity, your church flourishes in different languages, cultures, and movements. Grant us wisdom to discern when our yokes are too heavy, that we may live and serve in the freedom of your rest. God of grace, hear our prayer. God, our life giver, we grieve the pains placed upon our common home through war and neglect. What you have lovingly crafted, guide us to lovingly tend. God of grace, hear our prayer. God, our comfort, liberate all in our community who are captive to fear, who have become isolated or ill, or who are in any need. Especially in our congregation, we pray for Jeanette, Kevin, Maureen, Annika, Megan, Betty, Henry, and Judy. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of comfort, we pray for all who have been wounded by others, for those who have been hurt, insulted, taken for granted, presumed upon, inconvenienced, betrayed, or otherwise mistreated by other people. Bring healing to their hearts, comfort in their pain, and strength for each new day. Surround them with your love, restore their hope, and lead them toward peace in Christ. God of grace, hear our prayer. God, our guide, we do not always have the strength to do the good we wish to do. Free us from the cycles of violence that bind us, that all know your liberation. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of community relationships, we pray for those who live in our church's immediate neighborhood, for the residents of Arrow and Bow Lofts, Conestoga Towers, and Bread and Roses. We pray for those who work or seek help at the Working Center. God of grace, hear our prayer. Grateful for your abundant provision and trusting in your goodness, we cast all our cares upon you through the abundant grace of Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Our hymn of thanksgiving is 414, verses 1 and 4. Holy God, we praise your name.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Don't believe there are any announcements today. So we'll continue with God's blessing. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, one God, bless, heal, and hold you today and always. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. 7:42. Thank you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thank you.